Now, I must just talk to this fellow. Ramon Stoppelberg is the guy I mentioned earlier on. He's on a round-the-world trip, Tim, at your expense, my expense, since Miles Mendoza featured his website here on the programme. Now, Ramon has travelled around Northern Europe enjoying the hospitality of people who have offered to put him up after seeing his website on the internet. He's the new Flying Dutchman.
Apparently he is, yes.
Ramon, how are you?
I'm doing very good, thank you very much.
Now, where are you speaking from right now, Ramon?
I am now speaking from Copenhagen, Denmark.
Okay, now, where did you start from going around the world? Are you going around the world for free?
Yes, I am. I started May the 1st in my hometown, Zwolle, in the Netherlands, and traveled through Belgium, France, England, over the Isle of Man to Ireland, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and London again.
Yeah, now, you beg people around the world to put you up for a night so that you can travel the globe, right?
Yeah, it's not actually begging, I just ask if they can let me stay for a day.
Now, do you smell?
No.
Are you clean?
Yes.
Are you polite?
You can ask the guests.
Are you fully house trained?
Yes.
So there's been no unsavory incidents whilst you've been staying at other people's houses?
No, not really.
Here's what we did. You know, Ramon, of course, Miles described your website. Tell us what the website is again.
LetMeStayForADay.com.
LetMeStayForADay.com.
Yes.
Now, after that, the site was apparently inundated with invitations from people in the United Kingdom.
Oh, it was enormous.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you know, but the impact of your show is really so enormous in the complete United Kingdom that of almost 95% of all my hosts, they said they heard it through the Steve Wright Show.
But how did they know what you might be like? I mean, why would people take a risk, I'm wondering? Because you might be a terrible person.
Oh, I am. No. Well, they can get to know me better on the website. First of all, I give information about who I am and why I am doing this. And next to that, you can see daily reports about every visit and every host I visited till now.
Whereabouts are you from originally? Where were you born, Ramon?
I'm born in the Netherlands.
Right. And, yes. And what part of the Netherlands?
I live in the east part. It's called Zwolle, which is like 1 hour east of Amsterdam.
So where have you been so far?
Netherlands, Belgium, France, England, United Kingdom, so in Ireland.
Hmm. But you want to go further afield, don't you? And for that, you need the help of companies, basically, big companies, like, say, airlines.
Airline companies or computer companies, because I'm still desperately seeking sponsors, people who could help me out with a notebook, for example, so I can do my writing a little bit easier. And, of course, for airline companies.
Well, let's imagine a big airline comes in and sponsors you. What's in it for them?
I have 1.4 million visitors on my website every day.
I see. I see.
And that's from all over the world. So some big companies already understood that and sponsored me with a digital camera and a mobile phone.
Yeah.
But it's for other big companies with an international market. It's very interesting.
How has your website become so popular?
I think because of the media, it just jumped on it. There was nothing else that was so interesting on the internet happening. And suddenly I came with a unique idea of traveling, basically throwing a bottle in the ocean with a letter in it, hoping for an answer.
Mm. And you're prepared, of course, to reciprocate the favors of the people who have allowed you to stay for a day.
Yes.
So they get to stay at your place in Holland.
Eventually, when I finish traveling, it can be in 4 years, because I have 66 countries
in
to go.
4 years, so you're putting people in the promised land, come stay with me, but not for 4 years.
No, not like that. But I will be home somewhere, and I don't know if I will be living in Holland then. But I will be home, and everybody who stayed with me where I stayed is welcome to stay for a day at my place, of course.
All right, now what about your relatives? I mean, I don't know what your situation is. Are you married? Do you have kids? What about your mother, your father? What about your relatives?
I'm a single student journalism.
Right.
I have two parents and one brother who is 32.
Okay.
And he's married, he has three children, and he's very jealous of me.
But they don't think that you're loop-de-loop?
How do you mean?
They don't think that you're loop-de-loop?
No, they're very jealous. My parents were very worried in the first time.
Not loop-de-loop.
But when they saw the enormous amount of invitations coming in, they thought, if something happens, people will take care of me.
But they don't think you're mad?
No, not at all. It's a unique thing.
Where do you still want to get to, Ramon, that you haven't visited? Because you've only done, what, 5 or 6 countries in Northern Europe, really, haven't you, at the moment?
Yeah, if you look at the world map, it's nothing.
So you want to get to where? Australia, America, Africa?
Well, I already have like 1,700 invitations from 66 countries, which will eventually take me to places as South Africa, Australia, Italy, Spain, but also Southern America.
So you've got 1,700 invitations with free accommodation.
Yes.
I think we're doing something wrong here.
Yeah, let's give it a go. He's already stayed, for example, in Britain, in Maidenhead, Amersham, Bedford, Nottingham, Snaith, Stockton-on-Tees, Cleedon Village, Fort William, Inverness, Crepeston, Stonehaven, Forbes by Alford, Glasgow, Berwick, Edinburgh, Belfast, Dungiven, Galway, I mean, everywhere. And a lot of these people are people that have listened to us and heard Miles big it up, and here he is staying with them.
Yes.
So what are you doing later on today? Where are you going later on?
I'm now located at the newsroom of the Danish radio.
You're in the newsroom at Danish radio?
Yes, in Copenhagen. Right now.
Pick me up a side of bacon, will you?
And two pints of Carlsberg, please.
Oh, they don't do it like that.
No. And
so where I'm like experiencing Danish culture and the different language, which is pretty amazing.
Isn't it true that your ultimate ambition amongst all of this travelling is to get on the David Letterman show in America?
That's one of them. It was like a joke on the website, but eventually I'm already invited by the Jay Leno's Tonight Show in America.
Oh, really? Going on the Jay Leno show?
Yeah, they don't really want me to get on David Letterman's show.
No,
because they have competition with each other.
Well, that's right. I don't want to hear you on Simon Mayo.
No.
So listen, thanks very much for being on. What we're going to do, we're going to track you in about a month's time, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Find out what you're doing. You can be our guy going around the world.
Thank you.
And we'll track you in about a month's time. We'll talk to you then, all right?
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
He's going around the world. Look, it's Ramon, the Flying Dutchman. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.